And Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to attend the forum on Friday and to address the forum's participants. Joining me live now on the phone from our studio in St. Petersburg is Michael Andrew, chairman of at KPMG International. Hello, and thank you very much, Mr. Andrew, for joining us here on the show. What are your impressions of the first day of this major event?
I think what's been impressive to date is the reporting back of the Russian presidency on the G20. We've seen a number of very practical measures outlined this morning to promote growth, employment, innovation, and the financial system. So a number of us have been meeting in smaller groups and getting a very set of practical measures as to what to implement in the next 12 months.
Do you think that the Russian government is doing a lot to improve the country's investment climate? Have you noticed any positive signs or trends?
I think the very fact that the Russian presidency is leading on a lot of these global policy initiatives is creating a very positive impression in the minds of international investors. The very fact that issues like anti-corruption, transparency, infrastructure are at the very forefront of the agenda, I think is giving global investors a lot of confidence about the transformation that's beginning to happen in the Russian economy.
Well, on the whole, how would you evaluate Russia's investment climate? We know that the outflow of capital from Russia doubled between April and May. That's according to the first deputy chairman of the central bank. What is your impression?
Well, the impression is this is a country with huge potential. And obviously, it's very reliant upon an oil-based economy. But in a sense, it also has a rising middle class. It's increasingly looking at economic reforms. And I think most of the international investors that I've been listening to this morning actually have very positive messages to say about the agricultural sector in Russia, some of the entrepreneurial ability. And we got some very positive messages this morning from some of the private equity investors about the potential to continue to invest and develop in various technology segments of this economy.
And what is your attitude, Mr. Andrew, towards the so-called de-offshorization policies, a subject so extensively discussed at the G8 summit?
Well, capital will flow. Capital will flow to those markets where there is favourable investment climates. Basically, I think what you've got to do is make sure that capital is transparent, is measured, and is productive. And I think too often where the G8 have focused is that capital has gone to very unproductive uses, has been hidden from the global taxation environment, the global money laundering environment, and increasingly countries have been called to account for good governance and make sure that what capital we have is employed productively to lift living standards for all of the citizens in these countries. So I think I fully support this thrust of policy initiatives.
Michael, correct me if I'm wrong. As I understand, most of the European countries, both members of the Eurozone and members of the European Union, agreed to exchange information on taxpayers between each other. And the most recent announcement made by Vladimir Putin was that Russia is also joining into this effort to help exchange information to make the financial exchanges more transparent, banking operations more transparent. As I understand, Switzerland is not ready to join in. What does it look like now with Russia getting into this with other European countries? Will this help provide a change?
I think it will help provide a change. I mean, Russia is an economy that historically has been regarded as a little opaque and not that cooperative, but I think its admission to the WTO, the potential admission to the OECD, the very fact that it's starting to engage in global discussions, I think is starting to show that Russia is a major economic and political force that's at the table discussing positively these particular policy measures. The fact that it's come on board so readily to where the G8 wants to be in this, I think is seen as a very strong positive sign by investors, particularly in those G8 countries.
Absolutely. Also, the United States and the European Union, we know, are preparing now a free trade agreement. So in your opinion, Michael, will such free trade zones promote business development, help stabilize the world's economy, or they might bring in even more bureaucracy?
Well, I'd certainly hope they don't bring in more bureaucracy. I hope, in fact, there's a greater transparency of issues like subsidies, of tariffs, of standardization of products. And I think free trade agreements facilitate common in investment, common products, and common trade flows. And I think the very fact that we've been unable to achieve this at a bilateral, multilateral basis in Doha is now being replicated by a series of bilateral and important multi-regional trade zones. So I think we're absolutely on the right path here, and it's pleasing to see Russia advocating a regional free trade zone, which I think will introduce much more private sector investment and confidence into these economies.
What do you personally expect from this forum? Do you believe that there'll be a change of mood, a change of speeches regarding what's going on in the world? Definitely the economy of the world doesn't look the same as it did during the previous forum. So many things have changed globally. What do you expect?
There's three things I expect from this forum. The first and most importantly is that the crisis is past, but now we've got to actually get back into a growth pattern. But that means people are going to focus on new markets, new products, new technologies, and how we can promote things like free trade. Second, I think we've seen the business community in particular start to articulate some very important policy initiatives that can be adopted globally by the G20, which will significantly promote economic returns to both developed and developing nations. And I think Russia is to be commended for its presidency of this. Third, I think the very fact that Russia is taking a leadership role in these issues is going to transform a lot of international attitudes towards Russia, and I think promote a greater understanding that its economic interests are aligned with those of other similar-sized nations.
Thank you very much, Michael Andrew, chairman at KPMG International, live on the phone from our St. Petersburg studio, where the International Economic Forum is in full swing now. It's the first day of the event. Of course, we'll be closely watching all the discussions and following all the disputes, all the addresses of both politicians and business elite from there. And we'll be getting you all the details as soon as we get them. You're tuned to the Voice of Russia, and up next on our radio waves is the very latest from the world with Max Gorbachev. Over to you, Max.
Thank you, Katharina. Russian and foreign investors will search new sources of economic development and work out recommendations for the leaders of the G20 countries at an International Economic Forum, which opened in St. Petersburg today.